This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Happy Monday. Hope you had a good weekend. Professor in Great Britain says humans will be communicating with telepathy within the next 5 years. He says we will augment our brains with implants so we can communicate with others just by thinking. You're going to think I'm crazy, but I knew he was going to say that. Shrimp substitute. Tyson Company announcing now they're launching a plant-based shrimp substitute. It's part of their investment in a San Francisco startup company called New Wave Foods. There are already companies offering plant-based tuna substitutes and fishless fillets. Critics say fishless seafood doesn't make sense because it's already the healthiest meat on the market. But supporters say it's more about the oceans being overfished and protecting life on the planet. Fishless seafood? Sorry, Charlie. I think we're taking this a bit far now. Big oops at the Gatwick Airport in England when a passenger was arrested by security after they found 25 bags of white powder in his luggage. Passenger was arrested for drug smuggling, but the powder turned out to be pizza flour for a vegan pizzeria. Stick with white powder for a second. Raise your hand if you didn't see this coming. More than a dozen bricks of cocaine have washed up on beaches in Florida this week because of Hurricane Dorian. Police departments in Florida are warning beachgoers to keep an eye out for suspicious packages and don't touch them. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Are you a pet fanatic? Someone who is obsessed with their pet? Here are a couple of signs. Your pet always sleeps in bed with you. You spend more money on a meal for your pet than you do for yourself. You buy pet clothes and fancy accessories. You have one of those fancy pet strollers. You have thrown your pet a birthday party. And you even have a social media account for your pet. Yeah, that's a bit obsessive. You've heard of Dry January. Well, now there's a thing called Sober September. Basically, it's a break from booze before the holiday overindulgence. Sober September may even help you drop a few pounds before the holidays, too. Scientists now say they've discovered one of the largest predators ever to live on our planet stayed cool on a hot day. How? They studied the skulls of Tyrannosaurus rex and discovered it had a built-in air conditioner on its head. There were two large holes on the top of the dinosaur's head. They believe muscles in the holes opened in the early morning to allow sunlight and warm the lizard's brain. And then in the heat of the day, the muscles would close up and keep the T-Rex from overheating. So in effect, the T-Rex regulated the heat in its brain. Interesting. Well, we've heard of shark attacks and bear attacks, but never a chicken attack. A 79-year-old woman was pecked to death by her own rooster. Early gathering eggs on her property when the rooster attacked, it pecked at her legs, hit a varicose vein, and she bled to death. Well, let's hope that old boy is a chicken sandwich today. Meanwhile, a rooster in France has been cleared by a court after neighbors accused him of making too much noise. The judge not only ruled the 4-year-old bird could remain with its owner, he also ruled the neighbors owed the bird's owner $1,100 for ruining her reputation. Former Governor Jennifer Granholm on the schedule for Thursday, September 19th, the next in the speaker series. She'll examine opportunities and challenges facing our state. Her insights are not only drawn from her political career, but also her recent work in the areas of sustainable practices, public policy, climate change, and information technology. She'll be speaking a week from Thursday, the 19th, at Lisdiac Auditorium. Programs begin at 7:30 with a social gathering beginning at 6:45. Admission is $10. Students, educators, and clergy admitted free. Learn more at SouthHavenSpeakersSeries.org. Knucklehead news out of Alaska, where trouble is brewing for a man who tried to rob a coffee stand by ramming it with his truck, not knowing that he'd be creamed by a gun-toting barista. Charles Clasby pulled up to the Grind Juno on Wednesday morning, told the woman on duty that he was there to rob the place, only to have her laugh off the threat. We went back to his truck and returned wearing a ski mask and waving a large wrench. She had a reply for that, too. A handgun, she pulled, fired into the air as a warning. Guy got behind the wheel of his truck, rammed the stand, and chased the worker to her car, which he also hit before fleeing. Cops caught up to him a short chase later, took him into custody. He's being held without bail, and he's in a latte trouble. That's the Daily Buzz. Send buzzable material to paul@wcsy.com. Drop it off here at the station on M140. Leave a link on Facebook if you'd like. Daily Buzz podcasts are at wcsy.com. Facebook, iTunes, Stitcher, all the great podcasting outlets. Alexa will even play them for you. Just ask her to play Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM Daily Podcasts. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present time. Paul Andecker, let's buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.